1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites? When your group needs an accommodating room to gather, book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVOE, we are live and we are local. It is 8:25 and time for our Newsmaker 2 segment and big doings this weekend near Cassidy, Greenwood County. It's the 2024 Symphony in the Flint Hills, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Karen Hibbard, who is a Symphony in the Flint Hills board member. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a great day.
It is a beautiful day, and it promises to be a beautiful weekend, too, and we can't wait to have the 2024 signature event, Symphony in the Flint Hills, happening out at the Red Ranch, located east of Cassidy in Greenwood County. So how excited are you for the event this year, Karen?
I am very excited to be able to attend and to enjoy the Symphony in the Flint Hills. For 19 years, we've had this opportunity of helping folks understand the significance and the majestic beauty of the Flint Hills. And this year, for it to be in Greenwood County, is even better. So we are really, really looking forward to it being a great day.
Yeah, Karen, talk a little bit, if you can, about Red Ranch and the significance of that location here in Greenwood County.
Well, first of all, for it to be in Greenwood County, this is the first time that it has been in the county that I finally refer to as a county that is just a sea of grass. And what a beautiful county it truly is. As you know, the day begins at 1 o'clock, and if folks are wanting to come and enjoy, there's all sorts of educational opportunities, different tents in which you can learn about nature, community, agriculture, working together, and certainly the stars that we see in our expansiveness of our skies. And so then it accumulates with the evening event with the symphony itself. So really plan on making it a whole day for you to learn and to appreciate the Flint Hills. For us to be able to be in the county that many times we just zip through, I think is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us to see and know that there is so much that Kansas has to offer. And Greenwood County is one of those counties that people need to spend a little bit of time in.
Well, Karen, you know, I've gotten to go to a few of the Symphony in the Flint Hills. It's always a really exciting opportunity, and you get to stretch your legs a little bit. That is for sure. Usually there is a bit of a walk there to the main site. Is that going to be the case again this year?
Yes, it is. And, you know, I think that also is a joy with that, because so many times, you know, it's how do we get to places quickly. And one of the things that I love is having that opportunity to slow down, to be able to get to have the opportunity of driving on a gravel road. Believe it or not, not everybody has that opportunity on a daily basis. And so for folks to go, whoa, what is this? Particularly some of those folks that might be coming from more urban areas to come to attend. And then I think that the beauty of walking to the destination, to be able to slow down, to be able to look at the grass. Right now, the prairie is really abundant with wildflowers blooming. I mean, it's just really, it's really a beautiful opportunity to be able to slow down, to hear nature around you as you are walking to the site. Is really a unique experience. Many times if you compare this to other concerts that you might go to or events that you go to, those are more in a area that anybody can go to. You change the, you change maybe who it is that you're going to see or listen to, but a venue is a venue where this is a natural nature venue, which makes it so very unique.
Yeah, talking with Karen Hibbert, who is a Symphony in the Flint Hills board member. Symphony in the Flint Hills will be happening this Saturday at the Red Ranch. So exactly where is the Red Ranch in Greenwood County, Karen?
Well, I'm going to pull up the map because I can get you there. I can get you there, but to be able to, for you to get there, you need to, from Cassidy, you go east on Northeast 150th Street for 9 miles to the site, and there will be signs once you get closer to it to see the, you'll see signs and, they're like flags, but they're not really flags, okay. But they will be, they're specific to the Flint Hills that will direct you to the Symphony in the Flint Hills that will direct you to the site. I can also tell you that if this is your first time to see and to participate in the Symphony in the Flint Hills, to see the tents that are signature to the symphony. They look like, I envision them as clouds, or also if you want to envision what it must have been like as those wagon trains came through the state, they sort of look like big wagon trains, if you wish. But just the tents themselves catch your breath, just because it's such a unique setting. So, and this year to have a special guest with Catherine McPhee there is truly a wonderful opportunity for us as well.
Well, Karen, it looks like everything is going to be clear skies and warm temperatures, but you know, in the past couple of years, there has been some storm opportunities that have blown through there. Is there a plan for, hopefully not needed, but, you know, plan for evacuations or anything like that if some severe storms were to blow through the area?
Absolutely. If attendees need to know that attendees' safety is of utmost and highest priority, and so certainly, we keep the eye to the sky to make sure that if there is inclement weather, that, as we well know, that Kansas, sometimes that weather can turn on a dime, that every effort is made to keep people safe.
Well, this is a wonderful event. The Kansas City Symphony Orchestra is a big draw, obviously, for Symphony in the Flint Hills. You mentioned Catherine McPhee, who was, she was a household name back, 2006, American Idol, right?
Right, yes, that's exactly right. And since then, she's had the opportunity of having several television and film. Certainly Broadway is her specialty. But for her to be, I'm really excited for her to be here in Kansas, for her to catch the vision and the beauty and why we love to call Kansas home. I think that only she can be a great advocate for us as well as she goes about her day-to-day talents that she shares all over the world about this opportunity to be here in not only Kansas but in Greenwood County, where it is just absolutely beautiful and breathtaking.
And quite a relationship that you have, Karen, with the Kansas City Symphony Orchestra. That's a big deal to get the Symphony Orchestra from Kansas City out in the Flint Hills, and it's just remarkable that the setting, and you know, you've got beautiful sunsets and outstanding music. So it is really something special, isn't it?
Absolutely, and for 19 years, this has been for us to have this opportunity to, again, work with the symphony for 19 years, as well as just what I call the marriage of music and nature together. It is such a unique experience for us to be able to have that and to see how that comes together. So whether you're a music lover or a nature lover, it's a great opportunity for you to experience this unique opportunity altogether.
and you can log on to symphonyinthe.org. Karen, are there tickets still available, or are we sold out?
There are still a few tickets available, so we do encourage you to jump on the website, order your tickets, come and participate in the day. As you look at that website, you can also see that there are there's an online art auction that is very, very inspiring to see how artists have captured the beauty of the Flint Hills. You might find that there's something that you would like to bid on and be able to have in your home or your office that would remind you of the beauty of the Flint Hills that so many of us have that opportunity to enjoy daily.
So what time again does the concert begin, Karen?
Well, the gates open at 1 o'clock. The event itself, that's what I am looking for because I like to go and just spend the day.
It's sunset, basically, isn't it?
The concert begins at 6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the concert begins at 6, and it is timed, spoiler alert, it is timed, the very last song that is played, it truly is breathtaking, and it will make you cry because the concert is timed that we stand and sing Home on the Range as the sun sets. And it is, as a native Kansan, there is nothing more beautiful than to be able to do that. So I look forward to seeing so many of you there at the symphony this Saturday at Red Rock Ranch.
Indeed, and as Karen alluded to, the gates open at 1, and that's because there are all-day activities that will be happening, all kinds of festivities. So you're encouraged to attend what promises to be another great symphony in the Flint Hills this weekend. Karen, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. You bet. Have a great day.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
Karen Hibbert, who is a Symphony in the Flint Hills board member, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 this morning, brought to you by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. Mainstay Suites. It's 8:36. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lawyers in Wilmington, Delaware, today are making